don't know about you, but the first thing I do when I walk into a darkened room is I turn on the light. I really feel that as human beings, we're drawn to the light. Even look at all creation, they face the sun. It's when the troubles come that they turn their backs. The light can be very, very alluring. I know how much I long for long summer days and how much I dread long winter nights. Christ comes into the dark of winter today as the light of God shining upon all of humanity and drawing all of us to himself, not just the chosen people, and even some of the chosen people didn't recognize the light. Herod never recognized the light. He turned his back to it. But God's love and God's allurement doesn't stop with the chosen people. Today, people from far, far away arrive at the crib scene. Strangers, if you will. We don't really know who these three were. But Christ draws them to himself and shares with them the same promise he shares with the chosen people. That means you and I are now included. See, that's the love of God. It's not exclusive. It's not coercive. It's always invitational. And it beckons us to come closer and closer and closer to the Lord. And these three bring gifts that mark exactly who this child is. Gold for the king, incense for the Godhead, and myrrh for the sacrificial Savior. That's who this is. And he is that for our sakes, all of us. There's a story, though, that says originally there were four wise men, and one didn't quite make it. His name was Artaban. Let me share this story with you today. Artaban's gift was a jewel, but he stopped along the way to care for a sick traveler. So he arrived in Bethlehem after the Holy Family had left. For 33 years, Artaban searched, and finally he found his way to Jerusalem on, of all days, Good Friday. He attempted to reach Calvary and bribe the Roman soldier with his precious jewel to save Jesus' life. But a Persian woman, being dragged along to the slave market, begged Artaban for help. Artaban gave the jewel for her ransom. Some people say Artaban never found Jesus. Other people say he knew exactly who he was. And he found Jesus in his heart. That's who we are. We weren't there back then. We are now right here. But God's love is timeless. And he invites us now to open our hearts to receive the gifts of light that he offers to every single one of us, that we might be a true witness to that light, just as Artaban was.